precise words.
The sun hits the back of my neck through a crack in the window shade.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 104, 22, 23, 24 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning, and happy April, everybody. Everybody, happy April. Everybody, happy April. Happy April. It's April now. Currently, it is technically April 2nd, which is kind of bizarre considering it was only just April 1st. And that's bizarre considering before that it was only just March, and I can go on. But the theme is, of course, that time marches forwards and we're along for the slippery ride. But happy April. I hope y'all are enjoying April. I'm kind of freaked out about it all. Because after April comes May, and with May comes the promise of May flowers, right? April showers. I'm not remembering to breathe. Let me try again. April showers bring May flowers. And I'll be honest, well, okay, a couple things. A, I've already seen plenty of flowers. And B, I have not seen an April shower yet. I don't think it rained today. I'm adjusting the wrong volume in my head. There we go. I don't think it rained today. And in general, I haven't found April to be a much more rainy month than the other months. And maybe, I mean, April showers bring May flowers. Let's dissect this. Let's dissect this because this is the radio show where I make myself talk for 30 minutes, but I don't prepare anything to talk about. So here we go. April showers. I don't think it rains that much more in April. Now, I have a theory that it's just that in March it snows, and so April is like the first month that comes around where it starts to rain again, and so it seems like it rains a bit more, but that's not exactly true. I mean, up in Boston it might be kind of true, but in much of the country, it's like raining in March. And for, you know, many parts of the world, it just rains all the time. Or, you know, it rains and it's dry, but it never snows. And so the rain isn't oh so unique. And so I don't really get where this whole April showers thing comes from. It could very well be that it is more rainy in April, at least in this part of the world. But I wouldn't know, and it certainly doesn't feel that way. But it's April. Happy April. April is kind of like the end times for us students in that all our final projects are starting at the beginning of April and ending towards the end of April and perhaps in some cases early May. But it's when you can really start to feel things drawing to a close. And when I put it that way, it sounds kind of gentle, but really it's the rapid approach of deadlines that you're not prepared for. And in some ways, that's all of the semester. But towards the end of the semester, it feels more final because there's no real extensions for anything. Not that I don't typically take extensions. It's not that I don't need them. Really, I probably should take more extensions than I do. And for people who do take extensions, like mad props to you for seeking the help and resources that you need to support and thrive. But for whatever reason, I've never been one to postpone like tests or extend papers. I don't know why. I'm sure I could do it without judgment, and I'm sure it would be helpful for me. But, you know, I've had days where I've had like four tests in a day, four exams, and I'm like, yeah, all right, I'll do it. And I do it. And I do all right. But it makes you wonder why I don't seek an easier route. And I think it's just an activation energy kind of thing. Kind of like I might have mentioned yesterday or a week ago on my last radio show about getting out of bed, how there's the initial energy required to, you know, get up and be a functional human being. I think similar is asking for an extension where there's like this initial initiative that you have to take to like email a professor or a teaching assistant or whoever it is. And part of it is that like socially, I'm like a little bit inept. No, I'm not inept. That's a bit too harsh. I think overall I do pretty all right socially, but that doesn't mean I don't feel a certain level of anxiety surrounding any and all social situations. And so for me, the activation energy of reaching out to a professor unprompted and saying, hey, can I have more time? That's like pretty insurmountable. Now, if a professor approaches me, or better yet, the entire class and says, hey, if you want more time, take it. Yeah, I'll take that time. But asking for it personally is just not something I've ever really done, because that requires me to talk to someone who I don't really know and ask something of this person. Maybe that's it. Maybe I feel like I'm a burden to them. I wouldn't know since I've never done it. Maybe that's what I fear. Hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome to my radio show. What a start. Let me kind of backtrack a bit and kind of try to get things back on the rails. This is Probably Birds. I'm DJ Pending. Sometimes we talk about birds on this show. Sometimes we don't. It's an hour-long show. I've prepared 30 minutes worth of music. And for the other 30 minutes, I'm going to fill airtime by saying whatever comes to mind, because that's what I have to do. Otherwise, the FCC gets mad at us and we have to pay them money, is my understanding. That is the situation as it has been explained to me, and then I've processed it and explained it to you. So it's probably not an accurate representation of the situation anymore, but it's the best I have to offer. Today we have listened to, so far, I Blew It Off by the Punch Brothers, followed by the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for that. I heard the first tune, if you will, while driving along Cape Cod over the weekend. Something I probably won't talk about during the radio show. I know, what a twist. Anyways, we're going to listen to some more music, and then I'm going to come back and talk again. And that cycle will repeat a couple of times. So I hope you enjoy these next couple of songs, and is, in fact, a couple of songs. And I'll be back. I love you. You're valuable. Thank you for being here. Yeah, enjoy. Mwah.
Haven't seen you around in a while. wanna go to bed, and I didn't wanna stay awake.
Bed for 8 days straight. I haven't hung out with anyone. If I did, I'd have nothing to say.
All right, we just heard Courtyard by the Olivia Tremor Control, followed by Whenever You Breathe Out, I Breathe In by Modest Mouse. Hey, I'm back. I'm talking to you. And at this point in time, I am going to read you a PSA, that is to say, a public service announcement. This is an announcement I read in service of you. That is assuming that you are the public. So here we go. Today you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Okay, well, I hope that PSA did something for someone. Let me describe my situation to you. I am here in the room, in the studio. It is dark. My objects are out of my pockets, as is typical. I am barefoot, as is typical. And I was thinking, as I'm sitting here barefoot, that, as some of you may know, I work with children on Mondays and Wednesdays from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. at a place called Walker, which is a place where children go when they need some extra love and care, is one way to put it. Anyways, I work with kids, and one thing that the kids need to do as they walk around is wear shoes, because there might be things on the floor, and the kids might get in trouble for not wearing, like medically in trouble, because they step on something that might be sharp, or maybe they get like a tapeworm. There's some parasite that can, is this true? That if you're walking around barefoot, there's like a worm of sorts that can like get into you through your foot. That seems crazy now that I talk about it. But for a while, up until this very point, I was pretty sure that was true. So if you know the answer to that question, feel free to tweet #probablybirds. But regardless, the kids have to wear shoes. And so, you know, all day today, I'm like, you know, this is one person. I'm like, hey, you know, can you wear your slippers? Can you wear your shoes around? You know, please, can you do this? And she's like, yeah, all right, whatever. And she, you know, puts her shoes on. Thank you. And then I come here and I take my shoes off and I feel like a giant hypocrite because here I am just walking around a dark studio. God knows what's on the floor. I mean, it feels sticky. It doesn't really feel sticky. April Fools, it's April 2nd. But I am putting myself in danger, and not in a lot of danger, but in very small amounts of danger. And when I was a child, not really a child, when I was, you know, a tween, a teen, when I was growing up, I guess I'm still kind of growing up, but when I was younger, I would walk around my home being the city of DC, barefoot. I would leave my house and I would walk around. I'd walk on the streets, I'd walk on the sidewalks, on the grass, barefoot. And people, at first, it kind of hurt my feet, but after a while, my feet kind of got used to it, and they hardened like hobbit's feet. And then I could walk around without too much trouble. And every now and then, I thought, what if I step in broken glass? But I never did. And so it was a very rewarding experience overall. I think there was something nice about feeling real, like, solid dirt and sidewalk and street underneath my feet. You know, something very grounding about that experience. But then every now and then I'd be walking around and my friends would decide to go to like California Tortilla or something. Just so you know, this radio show is not sponsored by California Tortilla, but if you want to go there and mention the radio show, maybe that will get you something. I can't promise anything. But we'd be walking around and they'd be like, we're hungry, let's go to CalTort. And I'd be like, great, that sounds good. And as I walk into California Tortilla, I'd remember, oh boy, I'm barefoot. And no one ever said anything to me, but I, every now and then, would like get glares from the management at California Tortilla for like occupying their establishment without shoes in like summer in DC, and it's all very sweaty and hot and humid, and here's this, you know, barefoot 13-year-old just waltzing in, because I did waltz. I was a ballroom dancer back in the day, and so I'd practice barefoot on the streets as my friends, no, that part's not true. April Fools, it's April 2nd. It's still April 2nd, and I've missed April Fools. I haven't April Fooled anyone, actually. Isn't that sad? I wonder if people still do April Fools. It feels like when I was a kid, again, back in the day, April Fools were like, people talked about it. People were like, oh, I'm going to do this to my family. Boy, oh boy, am I going to make my mom cry this April Fools. And nowadays, it's like, hey, maybe we should lay off mom. Maybe she goes through a lot, and we should just be good to her. And, you know, it's kind of less interesting. I remember way back in middle school, in eighth grade, on April Fool's, when they called us in from recess, instead of going in and lining up nicely, everyone went like to the far end of the field, as far away from the doors as possible. Everyone, I think, but maybe like very few people, like five people tops in a, you know, class size of like 300, 400 kids. And one of those kids, one of those nerds, dare I say, who went against the flow, who lined up nicely, obediently, was my dear friend, Nick Blackwell. I don't know if I should say his full name, but he's been on the radio before. He had a show, guys. It was called something like Big Tuesday or Big Sunday or Big Sun. Maybe it was just Big Sun. And it was he's great, actually. So anyways, that was way back in eighth grade. We went to different high schools, and then we came to Tufts together, and now we're friends. And he listens to lots of really good music, and you know, some of the music I play in the show is recommended by him, which I don't know if that's only the good songs are recommended by him. I'll say that because he has a great taste in music. And he's still, I mean, he's not like, he actually reminded me of the story a while ago, and he seemed a little bit ashamed. But Nick, there's nothing to be ashamed of. I'm proud of you. I mean, because it's, well, I don't know. I don't know if it's brave that he chose to go against the entire student body, or if he was simply more scared of the administration. But regardless, Nick, way to go. And you are well loved because you are the sweetest person. He's not listening, by the way. He's very asleep, I'm sure of it, as most people are. I don't know who is listening, but hi, I'm here. I'm talking to you. I'm a real person. I'm not a robot. If I weren't here, a robot would be playing music, and it wouldn't be as personal, because robots don't make mistakes. I make lots of mistakes, and sometimes I talk about them on the radio. Anyways, April Fools, in the end, we just lined up a little bit later than we normally do, and that was fine. But, like, do people still April Fools prank people? Is that a thing in the adult world that I'm quickly becoming a part of? Is it a thing in the kid world? I was never really a big April Fool's prank person, to be honest. Other than, you know, mob mentality events in eighth grade. I can't think of a single. I mean, I'm sure there were some April Fool's, but I can't think of any right now. Which I guess means it doesn't loom that large in my life, which I think makes sense. If April Fool's was like my number one holiday, maybe that would be even more concerning, you know, over like, you know, New Year's, Thanksgiving, religious holidays, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. If I valued April Fool's over Martin Luther King Jr. Day, wouldn't that be more concerning? I leave you with that question as I go to play more music. I'm going to play more music, two more songs, then I'll talk, then I'll play more music. I love you. Thank you for being here. You're beautiful. You have value. I really appreciate you and all you do for yourself and for others. So here's two more songs, and I'll be back. Yeah, you're wonderful. Here we go.
Smells like autumn, smells like leaves. You don't know that you're rusting up along so much and then get left alone. Suck it up, take a ride and take a walk. Don't you know that old folks' home smells so much like my own? Girls at the Palisades, dumb stockades, pretty birds, pretty mouse. Mom's little truck stop rose, a dance, a feel, a happy life. We were dropping dimes on the ponies in the cul-de-sac, casting shadows.
Thrill came miles away. The postal man is always
late. We left a teeth marks on the barrel of the gun. The clipper shed across
the glass house on the wooden tin. The engine's rusted in deep.
Turns out the pulley on the hack won't tread. I'm waiting for the truck stop.
Tight-lipped with a big old mouth. Government workers all headed
they
south.
Wanted a hot sign.
Smells like autumn, smells like leaves. You don't know that you'll rust and not belong so much, and then get left alone. Suck it up, take a ride and take a walk. And don't you know that old folks' home smells so much like my own?
Girls at the Palisades, dime store kids, pretty birds, pretty birds.
Engines rusted in deep, deep sleep. It waits. The mail came from miles away. The postman was always late. We wait. Tight-lipped with a big old mouth. Government workers all headed south on the rain. Glassy eyes and wooden teeth. The engines rusted in deep, deep sleep. It waits, it waits, it waits to awake.
Floating in glass, the sun, it is just for two in the parlor with a moon across her face. And through the music he sweetly displays silver speakers that sparkle all day, made for his lover who's floating and choking with her hands across her face. Christmas trees in the snow, and I will take you and leave you alone, watching spirals of white softly flow over your eyelids, and all you did will wait until the point when you
just heard Hacha Girls by Ugly Casanova, followed by Two-Headed Boy Part. Whoops, I put the wrong one in. I wonder if I can edit it. I know I can do. Followed by Two-Headed Boy Part 1, not Part 2, by Neutral Milk Hotel. And I accidentally put Part 2 in, so give me a quick second as I remedy that error on Spinatron. I don't know if y'all look at Spinatron, but it's a thing we use. Hold up. I'm sorry. Hold up. It's a thing we use to make sure that people know what songs we're playing. So that song was, once again, Okay. I'm going to play a filler song while I fix this. That filler song is going to be the song I've just played. I am so sorry for everything I've put you through. But here we go. I'm just going to fix things. Here we go. Actually, maybe I'll talk over it. Let's try that. I'm talking over the song. This is probably a bizarre experience, but there's a lot I have to figure out right now. So give me a sec here. Two-Headed Boy Part 1. And it's this formatting right here, like that, submit. Okay, great. And now we're just going to cue the next one, which I won't tell you. Is this weird? This must be a cool experience. I mean, by cool, I mean, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. Who let him have a radio show? I don't know. They kind of let anyone have a radio show. Let's put this in. And so really, you should blame the entire system. It's the system's fault, not mine. But I've got good news because I've done it. I fixed it. I've done it. What was I saying? Oh, yes. If Two-Headed Boy Part 1 cuts off very quick, and that is not something I can control, because the song kind of merges into the next track on the album, digitally speaking, and just, you know, speaking in general, but I digress, and I don't even know where I've digressed from, so let's just start over again. Hello, everyone. This is Probably Birds, and I'm going to talk for a bit now. April Fools. We were talking about April Fools, but let's move on to that. I want to discuss an incident that occurred lately to me where I was walking around at night on the mean streets of Tufts University campus, and I run into my friend Isak, who is walking with his friend, who I think is called Sophie, but might not be called Sophie. And some backstory, Isak last semester baked like 500 cookies. And some of the cookies he baked used my cookie recipe that is based heavily on an online recipe. And Isak's friend Sophie saw my recipe, saw the online recipe, and judged heavily. And so I ran into her for the first time a couple of days ago, and that was the first thing to come up. She was like, your cookie recipe is basic, it's terrible. And she meant no offense. I want to clarify, she seemed like a very nice person, and it was clear that she did not intend to offend me by saying this, nor did she offend me. I was not offended. But in some ways, I don't know. In some ways, it seemed like a disconnect where I wonder if she expected me to care, but I don't think she did. Because once again, I don't think she ever wanted to hurt me in any way, and she didn't hurt me. And I'm talking about it a lot for something that had no real effect on me. So believe me to whatever degree you want to. But it was strange. I don't have a passion for baking. I enjoy baking. I don't do it often. I enjoy cooking more than baking. I wouldn't say I have a passion for, well, maybe I do have a passion for cooking. I have a passion for cooking to the extent where I enjoy cooking. I do it pretty often. And when I do it, I like to be, you know, a bit fancier and technical about it than perhaps some people. It's more than a means to sustenance for me. For me, it's de-stresses, it's fun. So that's the extent to which I have a passion for it. I don't have a passion for it to the extent where I'm going to spend like $1 billion on cooking gear and premium ingredients and be like super pretentious about it, which is fine if that's your passion. And I'm sure if it is, you cook great food, and I don't mean to call you pretentious. Good. I'm just jealous is what it comes down to. I like cooking, baking, whatever. I do it. I have fun with it when I enjoy what I bake. But this person who was talking to me, clearly she cared very deeply about baking. And I think what it is to her is that she was kind of put off by the fact that I went out of my way to make my own recipe, but the recipe was so basically what was already online that I used as a base for my recipe that she thought that I was a poser maybe. And I am in many ways a poser. I ain't gonna lie. I'm posing. I'm posing real hard. But there was as much as only goodwill was intended between the two of us, I think there was something unsaid, some judgment that, in some ways stated very explicitly in that she said that my recipe was basic. In some ways, I feel still remained unturned because of the context with which her comments were made. Because no one's going to attack anyone over a cookie recipe. That's crazy. Right? That would be insane. And she didn't attack me. And here I am talking about what essentially amounts to nothing. Anyway, Sophie, in the bizarre circumstance that you're listening to this, know that I bear you no ill will. I wish you only the best, and I'm sure you wish me the same. And I'm sure your cookies are phenomenal. In fact, Sophie, if you're listening to this, please get your cookies to me somehow, because I will never say no to a cookie. Well, that's not true. Let me contradict myself mid-sentence and tell you, I will say no to a cookie, and that cookie is oatmeal raisin. Who the hell? And I'm pretty sure I'm allowed to say hell. I hope I am. I've said it twice now. Three times. Here we go. Who the hell thought that oatmeal raisin is a fine idea for a cookie? I know that some people will disagree with me, but raisins and oatmeal, what? There is no universe in which oatmeal raisin is better than any other cookie. And I'm sure saying that, I'm sure that's not quite true. But it's basic. It's true enough that I can say it on the radio. whatever that means. I'm going to play more music now, and then I'll come back. I love you all. I care about you all. I'm really happy that you're here. Just not only just listening, but just here, you know, in this world, present. And here are some more songs. I hope you enjoy. Last two songs of the night, then I'll come back. We'll say goodnight. I'll say goodbye. I'll do a bad job at it because I'm bad at goodbyes on the radio. And not so much in real life. In real life, it, you know, give or take, comes and goes. Here's a song, You Beautiful Person, You.
At 15, we had to leave the States again. Dad was stationed at an RAF base they call Mildon Hall. Black moss on a busted wall. The cobblestones made it hard to skate. I thought my flat top was so new wave until it melted away in the Suffolk rain. Oh goddamn, you miss the USA. Then a kid in class passed me a test, an invitation not the hand of fate. I guess my shoes said I might be late. Somehow she knew I'd like to stay up waiting with her in the cold for cheap beer and rock and roll, which in time put lots of things in my mind. Pass me a tip. Saw some bands down at the Corn Exchange. I wonder where my sister was that night. Back at home under the tanning bed lights, I can still see the glow. Strange rays from her window. Each night as I was skating home, started messing with my dad's guitar. Taught me some chords just to start me off whittling away on those rainy days. And that's how we get to where we are now. A kid in class pass me a tip. A band called the Jesus and the Mary Chain. I started messing with my dad's guitar. He taught me some chords just to start me off whittling away on all of those rainy days. And that's how we get to where we are now. And that's how we get to where we are now. Clouds of love.
distance has no way making love understandable. Cheer up, honey, I hope you can. There is something wrong with me. My mind is filled with silvery stars.
We have just ended the night with Mildenhall by The Shins, followed by Radio Cure by Wilco. I hope y'all enjoyed those songs. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. What a show it's been. We've had ups, we've had downs, we've had sidewayses up the wazoo, if you will. And now let's talk about self-care. It's the part of the show where we talk about how much I love you and how much I hope you love you. But if you don't love you so much at the moment, that's okay too. But it's important to work towards that place of self-love and self-care, because honest to God, you deserve it. Usually I have tips and tricks. I don't know if I have any tips and tricks for today. I think I've been dropping the ball on that as of late, or maybe I've simply exhausted all my tips and tricks. But here's a old one, but still a solid advice to give. Which is just write down one good thing about yourself. Just one. You don't have to do this, but if you feel like it might be helpful to you, write down one good thing about yourself. It could be something that you think is positive about you. It can be something that other people say is good about you. But just write down that one thing. Look at that thing. Own that thing. Because you make positive contributions to other people's lives all the time. Whether or not you know it, and it's small things, it's big things, it's just you being here in this world makes it a better place and makes me happier to be here with you too. Because I love you and you're beautiful, you're wonderful. And, you know, it's funny, even like really small things, like I was at the supermarket buying groceries as one does at a supermarket. And I just had a small conversation with the cashier. And I think many people get this, but whenever you have like a small, pleasant, you know, human interaction with a stranger, that brightens people's days. And my day was brightened just a little bit by that like small conversation with that cashier about shishito peppers and what I do with them and what they are, because she'd never seen them before. And so I got to share something with her, a small thing, and she got to share something with me. And that's so nice. So I'm glad you're here. Stay along for the ride, whatever that means to you. And let's move on to the next part of the show where I fill time until my show ends. It's the awkward section between, it's nice to end on self-care, but at the same time, I can never talk about self-care for as long as I'm sure I could talk about it for 5 minutes, but I'm also sure that it would get kind of repetitive. So I hope April's coming up. It's April. It is April. Let's start now where we started the show. Let's end how we started. The end times are coming. April for many people means small catastrophes. Weather that storm. Be the ball. No, that's not relevant advice. And maybe it is for you. If it's relevant advice for you, take that advice. Put aside time for yourself. De-stress, relax, find a center. You will be a more productive, efficient person because of it. But to be honest, I don't think the goal should be productivity and efficiency. I think the goal should be comfort, contentedness, and peace. But, you know, the two I find tend to go hand in hand. So keep that in mind moving forwards. And finish strong, whatever that means for you, because I know you can do it. Whatever it means to you. It's very choose your own adventure. Such is the way with life. Wow, haven't I gotten profound in the last minute of the show? Let's talk about deep stuff. What's deep? Oceans are pretty deep. Depends on the ocean, I suppose. I guess there are like relatively shallow oceans if you're comparing them to deeper oceans. Is that right? Here's a question for people who know about kind of things. Things that I don't know about. Are some oceans deeper than others, or are like oceans more or less on average uniformly deep? Let me know if you know the answer. Once again, you can tweet at hashtag probablybirds. If someone wants to make an unofficial like Instagram for this radio show, they're welcome to do that too. I won't know about it. I don't have an Instagram or a Twitter. Oceans can be deep. Holes can be pretty deep. Wells can be deep. And my love for you is incredibly deep. Look at that segue. It's 2 a.m. I hope you all have a good night, and please take care. Excellent.